Welcome to the JACCP podcast. My name is Jeffrey Bratberg. I'm a clinical professor at the University of Rhode Island College of Pharmacy in the Department of Pharmacy Practice and Clinical Research. And I was the author of an editorial published in JACCP titled Meeting People Where They're At, a focus on pharmacist harm reduction roles in the opioid crisis. In this issue, Bratberg and colleagues review the novel roles of pharmacists in opioid use disorder, or OUD, among seven selected published papers that discuss primary prevention, like opioid misuse screening, secondary prevention, or opioid prescribing management, tertiary prevention, overdose education and naloxone, and treatment, collaborative OUD management. In the spectrum of services for people who inject drugs, pharmacists also play an important role in harm reduction. Harm reduction is defined as any positive change. Central elements of harm reduction are focused on acceptance of people who inject drugs, who are entitled to basic human rights, and provision of services aimed at reducing negative consequences and stigma associated with injecting drugs. Injection drug use increases the overall rate of death by over 11 times that of the general population, with drug overdose as the leading cause of death. As a marginalized population, people who inject drugs are four times more likely to need healthcare services, but are less likely to seek preventative care for chronic diseases, including substance use disorders. Pharmacists have essential public health responsibilities to serve these most vulnerable members of society and to connect them to the patient-centered care services and programs they deserve. Drug use disorder is ranked as one of the most stigmatized conditions in the world, more than alcohol use disorder, homelessness, HIV infection, mental health conditions, or having a criminal record. Nearly all people who inject drugs experience at least one and frequently many of these other conditions. People who inject drugs face stigma from the public, their family, healthcare workers, and themselves, resulting in barriers to access employment, education, housing, and delaying evidence-based addiction and mental health treatment. To help reduce stigma, pharmacists should integrate harm reduction principles into all areas of education and practice. Contemporary pharmacists broadly practice harm reduction by screening for risk factors for misuse of psychoactive substances, factoring in adverse childhood experiences, and other social determinants of health in their delivery of trauma-informed, interdisciplinary, team-based care. As medication specialists, pharmacists reduce or mitigate actual or potential medication and disease-related harms through motivational interviewing, deprescribing, immunization, point-of-care testing, pharmacogenomics, and antibiotic and opioid stewardship. Particularly for patients who use opioids and their friends and loved ones, pharmacists recommend and prescribe the opioid antidote naloxone. Pharmacists already deliver harm reduction specifically for people who inject drugs. As written in the American Pharmacists Association policy, Patient-Centered Care of People Who Inject Non-Medically Sanctioned Psychotropic Substances, pharmacists can and should sell non-prescription syringes, offer syringe disposal, distribute fentanyl test strips, administer immunizations, recommend and prescribe pre- and post-exposure prophylaxis medications for HIV, offer point-of-care testing for HIV and hepatitis C virus, besides dispensing opioid overdose reversal and opioid use disorder medications. Pharmacists can learn more about harm reduction roles through a recorded webinar entitled Opioid Harm Reduction, available in the ACCP Ambulatory Care Self-Assessment Program Book 3, Neurologic Care and Management, and several other publications. There's a table that summarizes some of these harm reduction interventions, solutions, and implementation strategies. As with other opioid crisis roles, pharmacists face barriers to deliver harm reduction-focused care. Some state and federal policies limit, restrict, or criminalize the sale, possession, and distribution of harm reduction equipment and medications for opioid use disorder. Other states lack laws permitting point-of-care testing and pharmacist-delivered immunizations for hepatitis A and B. Many pharmacists are unaware of their state laws on non-prescription syringe sales, and some add unnecessary and stigmatizing steps to a non-prescription syringe purchase interaction. These steps include asking for identification, to limiting the quantities of syringes sold, and to claim that a requested syringe type is out of stock. Pharmacists have reported that a lack of syringe disposal is a barrier to selling syringes, even though discarded syringes pose no risk. These add to existing structural barriers to syringe access for a vulnerable and marginalized population that disproportionately and increasingly suffers injection-related harms from reused and shared needles, including outbreaks of viral and bacterial infections. Pharmacists are implementing replicable solutions across the country. Pharmacists have implemented point-of-care testing for HIV and hepatitis C virus and prescribed pre-exposure prophylaxis medications for HIV. In interviews with people who inject drugs, who do go to pharmacies to purchase non-prescription syringes, they often request information regarding syringe disposal. As a growing number of pharmacies offer public medication disposal, public syringe disposal is a natural, low-cost intervention that a small percentage of community pharmacies already provide. As a relatively new harm reduction tool, fentanyl test strips permit people who use drugs to qualitatively test their drugs for the presence of fentanyl before injecting. Not only have they found the practice to be acceptable, distribution of fentanyl test strips used by syringe service program participants reduced non-fatal opioid overdoses and resulted in positive changes in drug use behaviors when the samples turned positive for fentanyl. Pharmacists are the next frontier for drug checking, as well as for expanded roles in treatment. Researchers are studying how to expand treatment access via pharmacists using existing legal structures like collaborative practice agreements. Pharmacists generally have a positive attitude toward providing health promotion and harm reduction programs and have expressed increased interest in their role in this area. Leaders can and should pursue policies on unrestricted, non-discriminatory provision of harm reduction services while developing rational business models and approaches to sustain these new services in all care settings. Pharmacists should educate and partner with local business leaders and owners, as well as law enforcement, to best describe and market the community and patient-centered benefits of providing harm reduction services. Overall, the most effective way to expand pharmacists' roles in the opioid crisis is through advocacy. Pharmacists, pharmacy organizations, pharmacy students, pharmacy owners should describe the robust evidence supporting these roles, as well as the hurdles that may limit implementation to policymakers at both federal and state levels. Advocate for supporting pharmacists for whom maintaining an inventory of syringes, testing kits, naloxone, medications for opioid use disorder, and syringe disposal units are issues for legal, regulatory, logistical, or financial reasons. Expand the roles of pharmacy technicians to become independent, autonomous immunizers and naloxone dispensers, as they're frequently the first point of contact by people who purchase non-prescription syringes. Overcome ambivalence and stigma through curricular integration and continuing professional educational opportunities, both ideally delivered in interprofessional settings. Buprenorphine is a first-line treatment for OUD that lowers mortality by over 50%. Buprenorphine is not only a long-term maintenance medication for opioid use disorder, but is also a harm reduction medication that protects users from overdose while treating the symptoms of opioid withdrawal. Still, pharmacists cannot prescribe buprenorphine because of exclusion from pharmacists from the list of providers permitted to obtain an X waiver. In January 2020, ACCP joined other national pharmacy organizations advocating for the expansion of the pharmacist's scope of practice, including the ability to obtain an X waiver, in a letter to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Finally, pharmacists can support a federal bill, the Mainstreaming Addiction Act of 2019, which removes the waiver entirely. Overall, pharmacists play many traditional and innovative roles in mitigating the consequences of the opioid overdose crisis, from prevention to treatment. The most patient-centered roles are those that follow the principles of harm reduction, from naloxone, point-of-care testing for HIV, pre-exposure HIV prophylaxis, and buprenorphine dispensing, to syringe and fentanyl test strip sales. Pharmacists complement services provided by syringe service programs and other harm reduction programs as accessible, trusted, and compassionate care providers.